Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. We've talked about colorectal cancer periodically over the years. It is one of the most commonly occurring cancers and most commonly cause of adult death. Patients diagnosed at localized stages have a higher survival rate compared to those who have metastatic spread at the time of diagnosis. Tests for colorectal cancer screening include stool-based testing to detect either hemoglobin in blood that may be coming from a lesion or DNA alterations suggestive of malignancy, direct visualization via some type of endoscopy, either with a scope that allows for a biopsy and lesion removal at the time of the test, or perhaps a tiny camera that visualizes lesions as it passes through the intestinal tract. And then there's also radiologic imaging, etc. Tests for colorectal cancer differ with regard to their sensitivity and specificity. The evidence of effectiveness, convenience, safety, availability, and cost are all things that come into our decision as to what test to order for any given patient. Regardless of which test we order and which test our patients opt for, at what age should someone with an average risk start being screened for colorectal cancer? A little bit like other cancer screenings, this has bounced around a little as we get more and more evidence. You found at POM, it was from JAMA, published recently in 2021. It starts on page 1965. What's cool about it is it comes from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. It attempts to answer the question, at what age should average risk adults who do not have signs or symptoms of colorectal cancer, at what age should they begin being screened? Mark.
Yeah, this was news because it is the first change in the first, the American Cancer Society a few years ago recommended beginning at age 45. And now the USPSTF has agreed with that and gives it a B recommendation for adults 45 to 49 and an A recommendation for 50 to 75. To support this recommendation, they identified 33 randomized trials. They found a significant decrease in the risk of colorectal cancer mortality. They couldn't find, there really weren't any comparative studies, for example, randomizing people to colonoscopy as the initial test versus annual FIT testing as the initial test. Those studies are underway. We do expect to see results starting to come out in the next few years, and I think those are anxiously awaited by folks in the cancer screening community. Having said that, you know, they didn't find anything to favor any particular test. The Cologuard, the fecal DNA testing combined with a FIT, did have more false positives than the FIT testing, which resulted in more follow-up colonoscopies and more costs. So that's a concern of using that test. I think the message is that we consider a variety of factors. We talk to our patients, you know, are they somebody who is going to be able to be adherent to annual FIT testing? Do they want to be kind of a one and done for 10 years with the colonoscopy? How do they feel about the bowel prep? For a lot of patients, that's a big concern or big barrier. Are they at risk for anesthesia? You know, all of these things need to be considered. So I think they're all options. Personally, I think FIT and colonoscopy probably have the best evidence. And if you look around the world, FIT testing is the main initial strategy for almost every other country other than the U.S. We're the only one, I think, other than Germany that actually chooses colonoscopy as an option for initial testing. And that we've got a lot of gastroenterologists and a lot of colonoscopists out there. And so we have the capacity to do it, which most other countries don't have. There are, of course, harms to colonoscopy, like perforation, bleeding, which are all more likely in older patients. So that's a consideration. Lots of other organizations are on board. The American Academy of Family Physicians has not yet recommended screening before 50 years. I think they're considering that currently and whether they'll endorse the USPSTF. The ACP, the Cancer Society do recommend it. So bottom line, in this updated review, the USPSTF continues to recommend colorectal cancer screening. The big change is that it's now starting at age 45 with a B recommendation, so that would be mandated to be covered by insurance.
I think that one of the things that's driving in my community, and I know it's very, everything's sort of localized, but we don't have enough gastroenterologists to do the colonoscopies we need. So, you know, I think that that's pushing people more and more toward FIT testing, although the gastroenterologists make a very compelling argument. I don't know how much it's evidence-based, that one of the advantages of the colonoscopy is that they're able to get polyps that may evolve into more serious disease, and they're able to get them out earlier. Obviously, that may be self-serving, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like cervical cancer, right? Cervical and colorectal are the two cancers where we actually have tests that can prevent cancer by removing precancerous lesions rather than just detecting the cancer earlier, which is what we do with mammography and some other screening. So, no, absolutely. And that's why we need these randomized trials. There are, I think, four underway in different countries, including a VA-based study here in the U.S., and that's going to be important. And I think it depends on the perspective. If you have an individual patient who says, I want to do colonoscopy, that's one thing. If you have a population of a million people and you're looking at overall impact and more people are willing to do the FIT testing, and especially if your country doesn't have the capacity and you get nearly the same result or the same results, then maybe FIT testing is preferable. Again, we just need those data from those studies, and I think that'll be really important.
Yeah. Thanks. Very nice explanation. We will talk with you next week. Thanks for your time.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. ¶¶